Track 12, and now we come to our feature article. And this week, it's about the breeding of guide dogs, and is read for us by Bill.
In a quiet corner of Burke Hampstead in Hertfordshire, a puppy named Terry is embarking on a journey that could one day transform someone's life. At 6 months old, he is still learning the ropes, how to walk confidently on a lead, how to respond to his name, but there is more to him than meets the eye. Terry is no ordinary puppy. He is the result of decades of research into behavioural science and genetics, and part one of the most advanced canine breeding programs in the world, run by the charity Guide Dogs. For more than 90 years, Guide Dogs has been helping people with sight loss navigate more freely, thanks to these extraordinary animals. Behind each dog is an intricate process that begins long before a harness is fitted. At its heart is the charity's National Centre near Leamington Spa, which coordinates the breeding of more than 1,300 puppies a year. Future guide dogs are not simply born, they are carefully planned. Breeding decisions made using a blend of data analysis, genetic science, and years of expertise in canine behaviour. The matching of Terry's parents, Matilda, a Labrador, and Zorba, a Golden Retriever, was the outcome of a rigorous process that considered everything from health and temperament to hereditary factors and genetic capability. The goal? To produce an F1 cross, a first-generation Golden Retriever-Labrador hybrid. This pairing often yields puppies with the Labrador's confidence and drive, but also the Golden Retriever's gentleness and adaptability. While the F1 cross is a consistent success story, pure breeds and other crosses are used too. Breeding specialists also analyse phenotypes, the observable traits of each dog, from physical health markers to their behaviour under pressure. Advances in genomic medicine mean that even more precise tools are on the horizon. Breeders may soon be able to analyse a dog's entire DNA sequence to assess genetic relationships and predisposition to various traits, said Tom Lewis, breeding genetics lead at Guide Dogs. It opens the door to possibilities we haven't had before, but some things will remain irreplaceable. No amount of technology can replace the intuitive understanding I have with my guide dog, said Daniel Roberts from Weston-super-Mare, who has had his dog Luna for 6 years. If all goes well, in a couple of years, Terry will be changing a life, one step at a time.